Live in studio, we've been talking with Ed Harden, who's the vice president of sales for McLaren Health Plan, and Andy Cortaba is the CEO of DuPoint, which is a technology company, and they help you manage your business with getting all your information online and at one source. Andy, talking about this information, we've talked about how much it costs, who needs to get it done, how long the process takes. But now let's talk about a couple of other items. We talked about the security of it and the firewalls that are there. But how about backing up this information? You had an interesting point. You were talking with a physician and who was saying, tell that story, that he liked doing things the way that he was doing them.
Right. So one of my physicians, who is, a longstanding great physician here in the Michigan area. And we were talking about this probably a year ago when really things started to really gain steam in this. And we talked about it. And, you know, and he was basically kind of saying, I don't understand why I got to do this. My system works just fine for me. And it's a paper system, right? And so we talked at length about that. And my response to him was, first and foremost, you know, there's two things. It's fine for you, but your information resides within these four walls. So it's not serving the greater good. It's not serving the purpose of, of what we're trying to accomplish here, number one. Number two, it's you think your information is secure because you got it stored in file cabinets, but that's probably less secure. A fire or a lot of things can happen. A flood, you know. People have a really, I shouldn't say it. A lot of people have a bad misconception that data stored electronically is less secure. And that couldn't be further from the truth right now. Having said that, you've got to employ the right kinds of discipline and technology to do the backing up of the data. You know, think about large Fortune 100 companies. All their data is electronic, right? I mean, you know, whether it's credit card companies or insurance agencies or you know, hospitals, the information is electronic. So you just have to employ, and there's great technology out there to provide backup support and, you know, security, right? So,
well, to emphasize what we've been talking about, in last Monday's Detroit Free Press, Patricia Anstett wrote a piece, front page, top full of the Free Press, and the headline read, "Computers Driving the Hospital of the Future. Electronic Medical Record Systems Cut Errors, Coordinates Care." And it's a fascinating article, and it talked about how the federal government will use $2.37 billion in bonuses to entice more healthcare providers to install the upgrade and upgrade electronic medical record systems or face reductions in their Medicaid or Medicare reimbursements by 2015. DMC, a McLaren partner, is one of the hospitals that they spent $50 million to do this, but they knew they had to get it done, and according to this article, they're very pleased that they did that, Ed. So I know that you're happy about that.
Oh, sure. You know, they're a great hospital system. They're a part of our network, just like Ingham Hospital and Sparrow Hospital. And the reason that, you know, that so many people are selecting McLaren Health Plans because our network is so extensive. You know, we have coverage down the Detroit area. We go over to the east side of the state, all the way over to St. Clair now, over to Ionia, up all the way up to Ogama. And we continue to grow. We now service over 28 counties. And what we're finding is that larger employers are selecting McLaren Health Plan, along with smaller employers, because of the access that we provide and the savings that we deliver.
Andy, the more we talk to physicians or the more we talk about health insurance on this program, the big thing with the physicians themselves is the cost. They tell me, we're business people too. I've got insurance to deal with, and I got this, and I got that, and now I got to deal with this, and I don't know how I'm going to get it done.
Right. And so that is, you know, I think what we are seeing, and it's just not even in the medical field. In our world today, there are people that specialize in this, and that's what we do. So to the extent that, again, and like any initiative like this, right, there are people all along the chain, right, to those that totally get it, to those that are still kind of don't know anything about it, right? So those physicians that get it, yeah, that's not their core competency, nor should they even try to make it that, nor should they try to hire to that. That's where, you know, they look at a dew point, you know, to help them, right? And that's what we do, right? Just like I'm not going to try to diagnose somebody if they're telling me they got a pain in their stomach, right? So those that get it, you know, they're getting ahead of the game. They're getting ahead of the curve, and they are going to see the benefits of their efforts the quickest, right?
All right. The final question is, you've got these employees who got a million things that they're trying to do,
right,
and now they're sweating that they've got to be taught and they've got to learn the new systems, and they have to know that your company is going to be there to help them through this process, and it's not as tough as they thought, and don't let your fears get the best of you.
I couldn't agree more, and that basically, the fundamental thing you just said there really just speaks to our business model. In the markets that we work, we're there, right? There are a lot of companies, lots of ways to go to market, right? You know, kind of have people that kind of just cover a territory, and we don't, you know, our business is if we're gonna be in that territory and work in that territory, we're gonna physically be there, because you're exactly right. You get it off the ground, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And then you got to train. There's going to be things that are going to occur, and challenges and support needs to be.
Because there's two kinds of people. Take the copy machine. There's the guy who wants to learn everything about it so he knows how to deal with it. And there's the other people who go to that guy.
Right.
Folks have to just know that, hey, it's coming, and you got to get ready for it, and DuPoint will be there.
And to Andy's point about being committed to the markets and committed to your customers, that makes your employees feel very secure in the job function that they have.
That's right.
And what that's translating for us is, because our employees know we are committed to the market, we're going to be here today, tomorrow, and into the future, we've got great employee engagement scores. And what that means is highly motivated employees take better care of their members and their patients.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And Andy, before we let you go, for physicians who have been listening, they want more information about, you know, what you do.
Right.
How do they get a hold of you?
www.dewpoint, DEWPOINT, just like the weather term, .com. And I'm pretty sure we've got some pretty good content up there right now explaining what we're doing there.
And
appreciate that.
Ed, is if people want more information about McLaren Health Plan,
McLarenHealthPlan.org, or Google McLaren, and we'll be up all over the place. So.
And you got some new stuff coming on board. I wish I could talk about it, but I know
we can't talk about our new company because it would be too early to start talking about our ability to do individual coverage and go multi-state, so we can't talk about it yet.
But it's coming.
I'd say it's definitely coming.
All right, you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WIS. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.